The deadline to buy Obamacare health insurance coverage begins on January 1st, has passed. That happened at midnight this morning. But open enrollment continues until February 15th. We'll take a look at what consumers need to know about buying or renewing their policies on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30. In this preview, WUSF's Craig Kopp discusses enrollment with Mary Shedden, the editor of Health News Florida, and Jody Ray, the project director for Florida Covering Kids and Families, which is helping navigate folks through the process.
Your options are still to go ahead and apply. February 15th is the deadline for open enrollment. Go ahead and apply. Find out what tax credits you qualify for. You may qualify for other financial assistance in addition to the tax credits. Also keeping in mind that not applying also could result in a financial penalty. And what we're saying is, why pay that financial penalty and get nothing? Or you could sign up for health insurance and get health care. Something for your money.
And those financial penalties are going up each year as we progress into the program, right?
Correct.
And it is the second year. We have a website now that actually works. We're over that hump. What are the biggest challenges in terms of a second year of enrollment that you've seen as you've sat and watched your navigators help people through the process?
Well, we're doing two jobs now. We're helping people renew the coverage they got last year, and we're helping those that didn't participate last year get coverage for the first time. We're doing all of this in half the time. And with that, one of the biggest challenges that we're seeing is making sure that individuals know how to go ahead and access their existing accounts.
What if your insurance is charging a higher premium? And now you look at that and say, well, that doesn't fit in my budget, but we have passed that December 15th deadline now. Can you still make changes?
Yeah, so the good thing is that open enrollment goes through February 15th. So folks will have an opportunity through the whole open enrollment period to update their information for the 2015 information and make decisions about the plans. Once the December 15th deadline had passed, those changes will not take effect January 1st, but they can certainly get them in by January 15th to take effect February 1st.
How many people in the state of Florida took advantage of Obamacare, got signed up last year, Mary?
Estimates are about 1 million, and actually Florida is one of the largest states to actually sign up folks on the federal exchange, and folks in programs like Jody's really were a big part of that. This coming year, the federal government set a big target of about 9.1 million individuals signing up for insurance. That's a huge number, but still about somewhere in the 15 to 20% range of Americans still don't have health insurance.
Now, the big draw here is that you can possibly qualify for tax credits, which lower the expense of health insurance. That's the whole key to getting this program going. How do you find out whether you qualify?
It's really based on how much you make. And the whole point of healthcare.gov was set up to provide a place where folks who didn't have access to healthcare through a job, for example, or couldn't afford a plan, can go and shop and look for a plan and then get assistance based on their annual income.
Mary Shedden is the editor of Health News Florida, and Jody Ray is the project director for Florida Covering Kids and Families. And you can hear much more about open enrollment on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.